This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Baby.
This lie is only a test. It's TGO Radio. I would love to get into the introductions and Ryan and Doug, and blah, 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 blah. But an anxious nation has been waiting for a week for the update.
For an update.
On Jeff shitting at work. So we got to have the update. What's the update?
Well, for the completely unprecedented third week in a row, it has happened.
I love it.
Now,
I love everything about this.
Now.
The wasting time, getting paid to do
it. Remember I said that I may have to reconsider my position on this. God damn it.
Push it, you bitch shitter.
I said I may have to reconsider. I haven't reconsidered my position on this. All three of these shits have been out of necessity, not because I'm like, I need to go kill some
shitting
time.
Is always out of necessity.
Well, but I can usually, all right, I'll shit when I get home. I sit on the fucking toilet every fucking morning when I get up.
I'm sure you do.
I do.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm sure.
You know. So these have all been out of necessity. Like, I'm not going to make it home. I'm very uncomfortable. I'm going to sit back here and shit my fucking pants. So, was that Monday or Tuesday?
Can I tell you, by the way?
Or today's Wednesday. I guess it was Monday.
Can I just tell you? I'm sitting here, and I'm watching you. I'm listening. You should see it through my eyes. I'm watching Jeff Durant. I'm 52 years old, and I'm having a conversation with a 54-year-old man about the benefits of shitting.
Shitting at work.
And it just,
shitting, yeah.
It just in the 20th year, just right now, occurred to me how fucking ludicrous this is.
And how this conversation, this is the same conversation that's been going on for 20 fucking years. When we were fucking young and stupid and immature.
Well, now we're old and stupid and
now
immature.
Now we're old, stupid, and immature.
Anyway, I interrupted you and I apologize.
That's all right. You're right. It is. Yeah,
so it's been one day a week for the last 3 weeks, at least one day a week, right?
Yeah. And so this was Monday.
Okay.
So, and like I said, I had gotten up Monday morning and, like normal, sat on the toilet and didn't have to shit. I get to work, and I even texted you, and I said,
because
I hadn't had any coffee yet. If I have a cup of coffee or two, this is probably going to be a shit at work day. I hadn't even had a cup of coffee yet. I'm like, I got to go.
Nice.
And so I had, and so I went in and I took a shit.
Buddy, you got to get up and fucking jingle jangle in the morning and fucking shake your ass around.
But see, I go in there, I shit, I wipe, I wash my, I pull my pants up, wash my hands, and I'm done. Okay?
Oh. I go in, I'm on vacation.
See, I am. And that's what I mean. I'm not there yet.
No, buddy, I'm flat out wasting the company's time. Straight up. Straight up wasting the company. They're paying me to shit for 10 minutes every time I go in there.
That's a minimum, huh?
Buddy, 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah. 10 minutes.
Yep.
So I go in there and I shit. And then I go have my coffee. So
silly. Yeah.
And then about an hour and a half, 2 hours later, it happened again. Oh. I had to shit twice Monday at work.
Whoa!
So we have 4 shits at work in 3 weeks.
Those are Brian numbers. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I could not be more proud.
Well.
Of you.
It's better than sitting back there at your desk and sweating for half the fucking day. Back there clenched up.
Oh, buddy.
Somebody comes up to your desk. Are you all right? Fine. Fine.
So you know you pass out of your desk like that woman at Wells Fargo. Jesus.
With a turd sticking halfway out your ass.
Buddy, you can't be turtling and dead. It can't be that.
How embarrassing.
Oh, tell me.
You know?
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't be turtling.
Prairie dogging.
I love that term.
Turtling and prairie dogging.
It's very silly.
But it's so true. It fits so perfectly.
Yeah, I suppose it does. Yeah.
So, well, yeah, so that's where we're at.
That's great. Now it's a thing now.
We're not unhappy with this.
I love it.
Or we're just letting it happen organically here. Yeah. You know?
Well,
I'm not forcing it.
I should start keeping track, being that the second quarter is about to start. I should start keeping track of how much time, daily, weekly, monthly, they're paying me to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you really should.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to. But I'm telling you, I'm bumping around on my phone. I'm writing text messages. I'm answering emails. Like, I am in there.
Cut fucking deals.
I am on vacation. I am the Trump of toilet shit deals.
It's the best shit ever.
That's the best shit ever.
Many, many turds. Many, many wipes.
We have 300 toilet paper rolls.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many, many French fries.
That's right.
That's what my shit is composed of. But that's yes, beautiful. Thank you, President.
Beautiful. That's fucking beautiful.
Yep. So yeah, well, we're not disliking this. We're
good, beautiful. I love it.
We're going with the flow.
Well, I have something. Well, more or less. I have something for this.
Oh. Jesus.
Man.
Wow.
Whoever recorded that is struggling.
Fucking go see a doctor. Jesus. So I got to get my prescriptions for my blood pressure medicine renewed. Uh-huh. So I'm going to see the old doc. Not this Friday, but next Friday. Mm. I sent Trixie a text. I said, hey, I made an appointment to see old doc next Friday. And I said, and after that, I'll probably have to take his finger out for dinner.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Did you start those yet?
What? The finger test?
The finger test?
You know, we haven't done it. My doctor gave me a kit to submit a sample to the lab, and I keep forgetting to fucking do it.
Yeah, I've had two.
I think two?
Two.
I think I'm just going to do the whole, I'm just going to shit in a Ziploc bag and throw it in the mail and see what happens.
I mean, two knuckles.
Oh.
Or two fingers up to the second knuckle. So,
lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
He always looks me dead in the eye, too, when he's doing it.
Mm-hmm. As long as he doesn't kiss you, it's not gay.
Gets close.
There you go.
He kind of nibbles on my ear a little bit.
That's even hotter, though. You don't have to kiss me when you fuck me, but man, that ear nibble is a real thing.
Oh, it gets you going. Yeah, baby. It does. Let me tell you. 54 years old, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it got you going when you were 24. At 54, it's got to be an ear nibble and three clowns and a fucking the circus act. Get your cock hard now. Gee whiz, what a mess. Nibble. I told you, my doctor is young and dreamy. If you fucking, I wouldn't mind, you know, if he.
I like my doctor.
Made a pass.
I like our doctor a lot. He's a good dude. I mean, he will listen to you and not like he's just shoving you through, you know, in 5 minutes and you're out the door,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's mine too.
But a couple weeks ago when it was fucking goddamn Ash Wednesday, he come in the room. I just happened to have an appointment with him.
Oh.
For something. And not this year, it was last year. And he come in, he's got fucking ashes on his forehead. I'm like, oh, doc, come on.
He's a man of science.
Exactly. That's why I just. You're a man of science.
You could be a man of medicine or you could be a fanatic, but you can't be both. Oh, that's disappointing.
So it was very disappointing.
At least he's still a good doctor.
He is. He's a good guy, but.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, if I had a female doctor and I got the finger test,
I couldn't do it.
You'd pretty much have to jerk your cock during, though, wouldn't you? Like, you kind of have to give it a couple. You'd have to give it a couple dry tugs just to feel something. You know what I mean?
Well, it's, I mean, goddamn, you know, you got to get ready for that. I mean, you can't dry into somebody's asshole without any kind of fucking foreplay.
Oh, you can't. Oh, you can't.
Oh, I mean, I've been told.
That explains a lot. What's my brief schedule? All right. Very good. Yeah, zero interest I have in your asshole. I can't even tell you. Well, all right. If you got that out in the open.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time for an exciting new segment on TGO Radio.
Ooh, right on.
Yeah. To be honest with you, it's the same old shit we've been doing, but now we just got a little theme for it. So.
Yes.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
Yes. Yes, it's the teacher sex scandal segment on TGO Radio, everybody. Yes. Thank you. It's an update on the story we had a couple weeks ago about the Columbine High School teacher.
Yeah.
And they had a girl fill out a form saying she was homeless in order for the girl to move in with the female teacher.
Right.
And the principal and everybody stood up for this girl. And now many, many, many people are going to get sued.
Imagine that.
If it were me, I would be strolling through Columbine with a set of kids. I would own that high school. There's not enough money if I were that girl's parents. Not nearly enough money. But anyway, here's an update. And the update is long.
Could you?
So
Hang on a second. Let me get to this. If you owned that, could you change the name to like Dennis Klebold High or something like that?
I think it was, yeah.
I don't know, whatever the fuck.
Harrison Klebold?
Whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what their name is. Yeah. We'll change it to Trenchcoat High. Anyway, this is a long update, so whenever you need to tap out, you let me know, we'll move on. But this is the teacher sex segment on a TGO Radio.
Well, the Jeffco Sheriff's Office has launched a criminal investigation at Columbine High School.
This comes after your investigator, Sean Boyd, found school officials falsely claimed a student was homeless so that she could move in with the teacher.
Yeah.
Sean joins us now, and Sean, that may not have been the only motivation here.
Hey, you've learned Jeffco receives thousands of dollars for students who are homeless?
Right. Oh. The school district insists this decision had...
Well...
All of the money.
Uh-huh. Isn't that something? Hmm. Isn't when you get down to it at the end, following the money, the whole damn
always
thing?
Always is.
All the time?
It.
Isn't it, though?
Yep. That's what it boils down to.
And I love money, too. But
I do, too.
Gee whiz.
Yep.
Thing to do with money. But the more homeless students a district has, the more funding it's eligible for. The girl's mother believes the district used her daughter.
Yeah, not for long. Fucking Doge will cut that out, boy.
You're right, exactly.
Oh, damn.
That shit's about to end.
They're fucking hatcheting their way through the federal government.
For financial gain, we aren't identifying the mom to protect the privacy of her other kids.
It's not a story. This is a nightmare.
A nightmare this mother wouldn't wish on anyone. 3 years ago, she learned Columbine High School teachers, counselors, and even the principal had come up with a plan to help her daughter
I wish this mother had would be quoted as saying, this is the worst thing that's ever happened at Columbine. I'd fucking, oh, yeah. Dude, that would be so fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Trench coat high.
Run away from home.
This was deliberate. It was calculated. It was intentional.
It was deliberate. What do you think? She fell into it by accident? Yeah, it was deliberate.
Duh.
There's a great, you know, and I hate, you know, no one cares about these stories but me, but I'm going to tell the story anyways. At WrestleMania 3, it's Randy Savage and Ricky Steamboat. It's one of the
Jesus
greatest.
Jesus Christ, you're going back.
It's 1987.
Yeah.
And it's one of the greatest matches ever. Okay, it's still in the top 10 as far as I'm concerned. And it's, but, you know, they're playing their role. Gorilla Monsoon's got to be the good guy. Jesse's got to root for the bad guy, you know, and that's how it goes. Jesse
Steamboat and Savage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have scripts back then. They don't have guys in their ears telling them what to say.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay.
So, like McMahon was doing later on. Yeah. He was in their ear telling them what to say and this and that. So they're just saying whatever they got to say. Savage jumps out of the ring and kind of clotheslines Steamboat's neck across the top rope, right? And fucking Monsoon goes, that should be an automatic disqualification. And and Ventura goes, for what? And Monsoon goes, deliberate. Because he couldn't think of anything else to say. He goes, deliberate. And Jesse goes, yeah, it was deliberate. What do you think? He fell into it by accident? Did it? What? I mean, it's 1987, and I still use that. I mean, God, is that funny? Let's see if I can find that. I'll drop it in right here. The audience,
right,
really funny.
Talk about determination! Whoa. Look at the clothesline by the Macho.
What a move by Macho Man! I don't know how.
And the Dragon gets out.
I don't know how he's doing it.
That could have been a disqualification too, Jess. That kind of a clothesline.
For what?
Deliberate.
Deliberate? Of course it's deliberate. What do you think? He fell into it by accident?
And all. And possibly criminal. Yeah. Jeffco Sheriff's Office is investigating after school district employees filled out a federal form claiming the girl was homeless when they knew she wasn't.
Yeah.
Even discussing in emails how to conceal it from her parents.
Uh-oh.
By not using their contact
information. Goddamn fucking email trails get you every time, man.
All right, Nixon.
Yeah.
What are you doing? God, everything's traceable now. Don't know that?
People are stupid.
You know, I walked into... Several years ago, Gerald Ford has a presidential library and museum in Michigan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went there several years ago. It's got two sections of the Berlin Wall, which is super cool.
Oh, that's cool.
He's buried there, right? Mm-hmm. But then you get up to the second or third floor where, like, it's, you know, goes through artifacts of his presidency. And the first thing you see when you walk in that first room is, on your left-hand side, one of the Watergate recording machines.
Oh.
It's so cool, man. God, I fucking love that.
Wow.
Not have found this paperwork underneath her bed, I would have had no idea that this was happening behind her back.
Jeffco Schools claims the form is not a declaration of homelessness and says it generates no revenue through any sources for Jeffco Public Schools. But
except that...
The form itself asks whether a student is an unaccompanied homeless youth or unaccompanied self-supporting youth at risk of homelessness. While this student's form was signed in April 2022, it was dated July of 2021,
Oof.
The start of Jeffco's fiscal year. The district says the form is...
Yeah. Speaking of fiscal year, I hope you enjoy writing that great big fucking check, because it's coming.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's got to be enough money to do a lot of, to where kids can't get books next year.
Yeah.
Okay, it's got to be a lot of money to send a message. That's fucking crazy.
Wow.
Pre-typed each school year. According to the Colorado Department of Education, Jeffco Schools has received at least $400,000 for homeless students since 2022.
It's sickening.
This mom believes Jeffco Schools made money at the expense of her daughter's safety. An investigator hired by the district found Columbine teacher Leanne Carney was grooming the minor and had asked a colleague about the process for declaring a student homeless as early as 2019. The mom says she texted Carney not to contact her daughter after discovering thousands of texts and phone calls between them. She says when she alerted the principal, he told her, Carney helps kids navigate their sexuality.
Yeah, that's grooming. But if a teacher fucking takes them to a prayer meeting, it's fucking mentoring.
Well, speaking only for myself, if my son had a teacher that took him to a prayer meeting, some discussions would be loudly had. Speaking only for myself, I tell you what, teach him math. Okay, teach him how to fucking read.
Right. Correct. I mean, teach him to write, too, but yes.
So you've just been given information that of some sort, there's some type of inappropriate relationship happening between an adult and a child. And you can say in the same two-hour meeting that she takes a special interest in helping kids navigate their sexuality.
It's 2025.
What?
Okay, it is.
What?
Wake up.
I won't stand for it.
Aren't we at the point now where we can have AI robots teaching? AI robots aren't going to fucking seduce and fuck kids, right? Now, at least not yet.
Yet.
Not until they get in the classroom and the AI figures out these sexy fucking kids are all right.
But if they weren't so damn sexy, ideally, right? I mean, come on. They're sexy. Come on.
In a few years, the fucking AI robot in the front of the class starts talking like Herbert.
Oh, reasonable, sexy teenagers.
Like, when did that fucking accent develop in the AI robot? Well, he's been around these sexy fucking kids for a few years.
Y'all want a cupcake and a glass of wine?
Yes, please. Do I?
Get your fat ass over here.
Get your fat.
You don't want to hurt yourself dancing. Make sure you stretch out those creamy hamstrings.
No, but seriously, man, there's a solution to this fucking problem.
Excuse me. I'm looking for a car that's been tricked out to look like an ice cream truck.
Damn it. I'm sorry, what?
You know, with colorful pictures of ice cream treats. And it plays a tune that's fun for the young children. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Oh, poor Herbert.
Oh, really? Just give him a kid to fuck already. What are we doing?
All right, here's a kid.
All right, listen, here's a kid. Oh, man. Gee whiz.
All right. You get one a month, okay?
You get one a month? Wow. That's a lot.
Saying Christie saw the texts and calls as a boundary issue, didn't tell Carney to stop, and because Carney was on military leave at the time, believed the investigation could wait until she returned in 6 months, despite a Safe to Tell report indicating the relationship between the teacher and student had turned sexual. The mom says after turning 18, her daughter moved in with another teacher while Carney was deployed, then went missing, and months later turned up in California with Carney.
So how many teachers are in on this? It's the groomer and the teacher that brought the kid in, and then the principal, and then...
It's a conspiracy.
It's mind control. It's conspiracy. I hear they still taste like fruit at that age. Oh, slow down, Jesse. Come on. What are we doing here? If it wasn't so good, it wouldn't be illegal. Oh, Jesse. Come on.
Jesus. I was a governor, a pedophile.
Oh, Jesus. I was a balloon blower-upper, a kid toucher, a Navy SEAL. I was on the inside of that 14-year-old girl.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesse, stop. Come on.
Easy there, Gov. Take it easy.
Look.
She says 10 school officials, all mandatory reporters,
10.
Helped her daughter run away with a predatory teacher.
$2 million from each teacher. You gotta pay.
That's fucking RICO statute right
there.
You
know what? That's fair. I hadn't thought of that. But, I mean, this system's got to pay. There isn't enough money in that school system to pay this woman.
Yeah.
Instead of alerting social services as required by law.
What they ultimately did was stripped away our parental rights, inserted themselves as surrogate parents. If you did this once.
Surrogate?
And there's been no.
That's right. You know, sometimes the language eludes. People, they're fired up, Jeff. I mean, you know how that goes.
No consequences.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the consequences are a big fat fucking check. That's the consequences. Yeah. People need to lose their livelihoods and under threat of homelessness. A big fat fucking check's got to be written here. Anyway, Teacher Fucking Kids continues on TGO Radio.
There's more?
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the
whole. Is that good? You like that?
Yes.
All right. Random plow.
You need Herbert's sigh at the end of that.
Well, guess what? Next week it'll happen. I tortured myself over what song to play, but the sound was any fucking porn chick. It was the first video I clicked on. It didn't matter. It's, you know,
is there a little bit of irony there in that you chose a Chuck Berry song?
Well,
he was, you know.
I mean, if it had been pissing on women and watching them shit, then I guess that would have been it. But
calling information, you know, to help them get in touch with.
Yes.
New tonight, more teenage students in Morgan County are now coming forward, and they're accusing a former teacher of sexual misconduct with a minor.
Yeah.
Ashton Heckman is in Morgan County to explain why the prosecutors are now looking to bring even more charges against this woman.
31-year-old Brittany Forenberry has been held here at the Morgan...
Forenberry?
24 additional charges on old Brittany Forenberry. Martinsville, Indiana, ladies and gentlemen.
County jail since her arrest last month on charges of sexual misconduct with a minor. Since then, five new victims have come forward with additional allegations.
Man.
Prosecutors have asked.
I don't know that I want it widely discussed or like written down anywhere, but I do think that when you first put an application to be a teacher, they ought to kind of kick in your door and do a hard drive search.
Yeah, that probably ought to be.
And just kind of,
yeah.
I want to see what's on your phone. I want to see what's on your hard drive. If you're going to be teaching kids, I want to make sure you're not trying to fuck kids. And I don't know how we prevent that, you know, or how we get there, but man.
File up to 24 additional criminal charges against her, including 10 counts of child molesting, sexual misconduct with a minor, and 13 other charges for disseminating material harmful to minors and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Court documents say all of the teens reported Fortenberry would send them nude and explicit photos.
Okay,
and
where
videos
are these fucking cuck dudes at? fucking pussies.
Oh, my God, the teacher sent me nudes. Oh, well, what am I going to do now? I don't... This is how I
Mom.
Know. This is how I know in this case she's fucking white boys, because the black kids are not.
Yeah, no, they're not.
No, they're not. They're keeping their fucking mouths shut.
Exactly.
And forced them to have group sex at her Martinsville home.
Forced them, Jeff. Forced them to have sex at her Martinsville group home. Now, yeah. Or hang on. Oh, shit.
Ooh. Well, at least that one sounded a little drier. How come you don't get the spray out when you do it? I do it. You're fucking spraying the whole goddamn room.
I haven't sprayed in this studio in months.
I have.
And not once this year, even. That's fucking foul.
Right after you leave.
Well, I wouldn't blame you. This room just collects smells, doesn't it? Golly. Prosecutors say since February, five other victims have come forward. Days after February charges, the victim 14.
You
did you get it? I'm sorry.
A little bit.
I'm sorry. Here we go.
No, you're not. You are not fucking sorry at all. Don't fucking lie. Shorts out all the equipment.
Yeah.
Well, show's over, folks.
It's a necessary end of TGO Radio.
Yeah, fitting, you know.
The fitting end, yes. It was always going to be thus.
God, I think that's fucking worse.
Oh, how Jesus. Dare you? That's fucking lovely.
It is, actually. It's quite lovely.
Bubbly berry splash, my friend.
Yeah, you had a bubbly berry splash for you.
Why does everything have to be a thing? Because this says odor-fighting technology. Motherfucker,
it's not technology.
It's spray. Would you relax?
Had aerosol for years now.
Jesus.
The latest in odor-killing technology.
Yeah, it's the absolute latest. Cutting edge. Right. God. Let's see. Fortenberry would give the teen and other victims shrooms.
Ooh.
Before initiating sex acts, the affidavit says. Victim also discussed with police an instance where Fortenberry forced him and two of his friends to have sex with her while the boys were wearing ghost face masks from the Scream movies.
And she forced him into this, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The degree to which this chick's got it dialed in is, you know, she sat on that ghost face thing for a long time before she could make it happen. I guarantee you.
A child victim advocate says it's important for parents to feel comfortable having difficult conversations with their children.
And what we just encourage is that parents kind of ask that open-ended question, and they give their
son, do you have any ghost face masks?
Look, threesomes with ghost face masks? Uh-uh. That's where you got to draw the line,
no,
okay?
No. Son, remember, it's not a threesome when it's two guys, okay? It's a devil's three-way, then. It's not a threesome. It's only a threesome when it's two girls.
It's a sausage fest.
Yeah, it's a, and then three guys and a girl. Man.
Yeah, it's getting, there's too many dicks in close. Yeah, Jeff, way too Jeff, fucking many dicks.
You're right. Way too many dicks, buddy. You said it. There's your show title. Too many dicks.
Children a chance to speak, and then they praise their courage at that time, rather than asking them questions about what they did or why they didn't tell. The last thing that we want is a child to feel blame or shame as a result of making
a disclosure. Shame.
There's a reference that's within 10 years old.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that almost never happens on our show.
We reached out to the Morgan County Prosecutor's Office to see when these formal charges will be filed. We have not yet heard back.
I don't see when these nuts will be in her mouth. You know what I'm saying, folks? If convicted on all charges, Fortenberry could spend up to 262 years in prison.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to make that. You know what? Instead of doing that, why don't they just say, look, you're going to be in prison until you die. I understand that. You're going to 200 years. Show me the last motherfucker that's lived past 150, asshole.
Updates and corrections on TGO Radio. Moving right along, Dad.
Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio.
I just said that, American Hitler. Gee whiz. Story from a couple years ago we did.
Oh, wow.
We finally have an update on it. A Texas man who infected multiple employees at a Houston medical office with sexually transmitted diseases after peeing into their drinking water was sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Six?
Doesn't seem like enough, does it?
That's it?
That's it, buddy. Lucio Contrito Diaz, 53. It's our age.
Yep. He's,
you know, like.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Pleaded guilty to a single count of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. In a deal with prosecutors who dismissed the additional seven counts, according to court records. 6 years is all you get for sexually.
Now, come on. Tell me you haven't thought about pissing in a coffee pot at work before.
No. No, my stuff is always like, well, I don't know that I've ever really thought about doing stuff to anyone's food.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. It's gross.
Yeah, no, it is gross. But
you know what I've never understood? The people that
basic
fucking
math.
Yeah. Well,
you imbecile.
How to host a radio show.
You know what I've never understood?
Podcasting.
Why my pants don't fit like they used to?
I've never understood the people that go through the fucking fridge at work and eat other people's food. That's so gross to me. That's
pure insanity.
That should be a bullet in a fucking brain pan.
Yes. Yeah.
In fact, I hate it when people ask, when I go to the fridge and get my stuff out for lunch and I'm, oh, what do you have? And I hate it. I don't know why. That fucking bothers me so much. Like,
Joe, come on,
I'm just going to eat fucking lunch. Leave me alone.
Well, you know, people.
I'm very antisocial. Very antisocial at work.
You ought to consider going out and just, you know, it's not as bad as you think it is out there. I'm just telling you. It's not as bad as you think.
Yeah, that's that's all I'm saying. Take your word for it.
I mean, if I walk into the kitchen and someone's making something that smells good, I'm going to go, all right, well, what's that? That smells good. What's that? That's not terrible, right?
Oh, I will not talk to other people about what they're having for lunch. I won't do it.
Jeff draws the line. No applesauce. He doesn't like mushy apples. No nuts on ice cream. Because his dad used to do it, and it drives him fucking crazy.
Well, it's stupid.
And he is.
It's just stupid. Put nuts on it. Who likes salty fucking ice cream? You fucking communist?
Hey, I got some.
Glad Ben's not here to hear me say that.
I got some salty nuts for you. And the third line, he will not talk to you about your lunch.
No.
That's Jeff draws the line.
And don't talk to me about mine. Fucking imbecile. Leave me alone.
Now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's just tear down the wall for a minute.
All right.
Is this a bit for the show, or is this honestly how you feel?
No, this is honestly how I feel. I fucking hate it. When I'm walking out of the kitchen, if I've either, you know, got something cold in the fridge and I'm eating, or if I warm it up in the microwave, and I'm walking out and somebody's walking in and they're fucking rubbernecking into my fucking bowl, I'll put a plate over it, I'll put a napkin over it. I don't know why, I don't know where that comes from. But it just irks me to no end.
I know where it comes from. You're an old sociopath.
Yeah, okay, all right. I'm in.
All right, fair enough.
No, that's not a fucking bit.
Oh, okay, just checking. Because sometimes, you know, we like to draw a line here. You know, sometimes we kind of blur the line.
Pull the curtain back on that one. Don't fucking talk to me about my fucking food. I love it. Jesus.
He's so annoyed by the littlest things.
Don't you mouth off to me, or I'm going to slap you right in your penis.
Exactly. Thank you, Herbert. Are you a pedophile? That episode where Chris finally says to him, are you a pedophile?
Who did Herbert's voice?
We could look it up.
It's not like Seth MacFarlane or anything, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Hang on. Let's find out here. John Herbert, nicknamed Herbert the Pervert, is a fictional character in animated television series Family Guy, created and voiced by Mike Henry, the guy who is no longer good enough to do the black guy.
Oh, yeah. He did Cleveland?
Yeah.
Oh, they can't have a white guy doing a black guy, huh?
Nope, sure can't.
Boy.
Crazy. Huh.
And they told Peter to stay away from the wolf. But he didn't listen to them because he's his own man.
Yeah.
And he knew that sometimes the things that seem the most dangerous turn out to be the most fun.
That's a good one. That sounded like a little fucking four-seater Cessna firing up.
Well, with the same result.
Ooh, fucking smells like it, too.
I hope it crashes in a field in Iowa.
I think it needs an oil change. Yikes. Someone's going to end up in a cornfield in Iowa.
That's what I said, yeah.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby. Rip.
Hello, ground.
Yes, sir. It was a good day for young Peter.
Are you a pedophile?
Yeah. All right. News time on TGO Radio. Moving right along, baby. Let's roll.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Now, you got to give it a minute to play out, but I'm going to explain to you what's so offensive about this to this woman, okay? But you got to give it a second to let it play out.
Gotcha.
A Long Island woman who lost her father in the 9/11 terrorist attacks is outraged after she got an ad for clothing making light of that day. News 12's Krista McNally explains.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I remember seeing this.
If you've not seen it, it is an airplane with Garfield's face.
Yep.
And it is flying toward two towers, but the towers are gigantic lasagnas. And the shirt says, 9/11, I'll take 9/11 orders of lasagna, or something to that effect. When I saw a picture of it on Twitter earlier this week, I about lost my mind. And then I saw this story, and I just...
I'm outraged.
I mean...
And I think the T-shirt company's like out of Australia or something, aren't they?
Well, now there's many of them out there. Okay. Now there's several of them all over the place. But I mean, I just, you know. Oh.
I don't understand how you even think to create a shirt like this.
Amy Stabile's father was
Now, listen, to be fair to this woman, right off the bat, she's got a point. How it occurs to you to come up with a shirt with a flying Garfield plane flying into lasagna. Okay, fair enough.
She does have a point there.
Fair is fair.
Yep.
I don't know how that occurs to you. I'd like to meet the mad genius that came up with it first.
Hire him to do marketing for the show.
Oh, my God. Man.
In the September 11th attacks, she was beside herself when ads came on her social media for shirts making light of the Twin Towers getting hit by a plane.
The images that they're putting on these shirts are images of my father being murdered.
Have you ever seen the pictures of Hulk Hogan tearing down the World Trade Center towers? What they do is they take, like, Hogan is hitting him with a chair and, like, kicking him with the high boot and the belly thrust, buddy. It is fucking wild. And those were like...
No, I have not.
Those were days after the attacks, too. Oh, I mean, those God. Were all... It is fucking wild.
This must be her, for like, first day on the internet or something.
You know, quick sidebar on this. David Coverdale, the rock singer?
Yeah.
Probably swam in more pussy in the 80s than anyone ever swam in pussy, right? He's got a Twitter account, and it's like... your elderly aunt's Twitter account. It's just like wacky smiley face videos. It is the fucking, it's really something worth seeking. It's,
God, is he still around?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
dude was old in the 80s.
Wasn't he the oldest guy in that band?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah.
Originally, the ad Amy got was for an Etsy shop and depicted Garfield flying into lasagnas shaped like the World Trade Center. Since...
Fucking genius.
I have got to talk to this mad genius, whoever the first one was. Just, hey, I got an idea for a shirt.
Yeah.
What? Okay, hear me out. It's a Garfield plane.
I'll take 911 orders of lasagna.
I mean, it's... this,
Jesus Christ.
It's ludicrous, but...
Then, she has seen various company logos being used on these shirts on 8 different websites.
Yeah.
We'll forever be grieving. These are our loved ones that were tragically taken that day. And it's not a joke.
I'm not, I mean, yeah, that's fair enough. But I...
No, but again, first day on the internet, lady?
It's not funny.
Nah.
Where was she...
And while it has been nearly a quarter century since the attacks, people here at the NASA...
Has it really? Yeah, almost 25 years, right?
Almost next year.
Oh, God. Fuck.
I know. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
I don't want to be old the way I'm getting old, man.
Saw County 9/11 Memorial. We're still profoundly insulted when we told them about this.
Now they're going to go talk to all the old white people walking around the memorial.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Motherfuckers will be signing up for the fucking, to re-up into the army tomorrow.
Well, not at these ages, they won't.
Yeah, sure they will.
Sell these shirts.
But what's just as bad is people buying it, otherwise they wouldn't be selling it.
A lot closer to home here than other places.
Yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute, you capitalists. Now, wait a minute.
Stabile did reach out to Etsy and the companies whose logos are being misused, but hasn't gotten any resolve. For now, she's pleading with people not to wear the shirts and with those who make it to realize how hurtful they are.
Jeff, I...
She realized more people will be wearing this shirt now. She's pleading for you not to.
I almost can't wait to own one of these shirts. I just got nothing to do with her.
It's
a shirt I'm going to wear around the house. I almost can't wait to own one.
When are these old fuckers going to learn that the more noise you make about it, the more apt people are to go, I'll get one?
Hasn't it been that way since the beginning of time with stuff?
Yeah.
The more noise you make, right? Yeah. She is aggrieved.
She's got the vapors.
Boy, I did make a noise, though. When I saw that the other night, I was like, Jesus Christ. I laughed
I think I do actually remember seeing those, but it's been a long time. Man.
I mean, it
Jesus
was...
Jesus Christ.
It was within a... It was a short number of days.
The Twin Towers and a tag team. He's got a chair.
Yeah. He's got a big boot and a chair.
Holy chair.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is, you know, I mean. Yeah, those towers went down.
I'm appalled.
Those towers went down on the 11th, and those pictures were up by the 13th, man. I mean, somebody got on that right away back then.
Wow. Yeah. Some sick fucking people out there, Brian.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you there, but, oh, so funny.
God damn it. See what you started?
I'm sorry. OnlyFans model is facing a murder charge after a man who paid her $17,000 died during a BDSM fetish video.
Didn't we do this story?
Oh, I'm some version of this, I'm sure, at some point, yeah. 31 received the kinky video for her, recorded the kinky video for her OnlyFans profile with Michael Dale, 55. At his California home, receiving the hefty payment to bind him in plastic wrap and duct tape, which resulted in death by asphyxiation, Jeff, according to an affidavit reviewed by the San Diego Union Tribune.
Huh.
Yes. Troubling video of the April 17th, 2023 encounter, Jeff, shows Dale had duct tape over his mouth, his head swathed in cling wrap. That was further duct taped.
It ain't got a thing if it ain't got that cling.
Over his entire face and head. And it didn't occur to this Rhodes Scholar that there may be a breathing issue if you do that to someone's head.
You know, that information comes to you, you know, in the form of schooling, so chances are there might not have been a lot there.
You know, you can take a lot of cum to your face and pussy, or you can go to school for an extended period of your life, but you don't normally do both. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Is that what your problem is?
Yeah, it is, buddy. Yeah. You have no idea how much stuff I had to try to peel off my back this morning.
Like that protective film on the screen of a, you know, electronics thing when you buy it.
And I'm not taking it off. Fuck you. If it's protective, why the fuck would I take it off?
Keeps it from fucking getting scratched till you install it or use it, you fucking duttering idiot.
No. It's a protective film. Why would I take it off? No. That's crazy. You would take a protective film off your phone and then install a like a glass thing over it to keep it from getting scratched.
It's a temporary thing. If you leave that shit on, it eventually starts to look weathered and it looks like shit. So just fucking take it off.
No, but
it's what they make Gorilla Glass for.
Gorilla ass.
Yes, please.
Now there's something.
Gorilla ass?
Hell yes.
Yeah?
Yes. What are you, nuts? That's gotta smell bad.
What, gorilla ass? I'm thinking any fucking primate ass is not gonna be too terribly fragrant.
I don't need, I'm 52 years old. My days of smelling bad shit have got to be over. You have got to take that tackle box into that shower.
The tackle box.
I'm talking about you got to fire hydrant that ass. I mean, it has got to be. It's got to
be clean.
It's over. It's got to be clean. Anyway, this dummy suffocated. She gave her $17,000, which she'll now use for lawyer fees.
Right. Bail.
While Dale was suffocating on the floor, the gal, whose name I can't begin to pronounce, performed sex acts nearby for the OnlyFans video she recorded on her phone.
So it's quite the production company there, her and her phone.
Plastic wrappings were left in place for a total of 8 minutes.
Ooh, that's a... Ooh, wow. Make a note of that.
With... yes, so not 7.5. That's the line, right?
That's it.
That's the line. Dale's arms and legs also bound tightly, preventing him from removing the materials over his mouth and nose. That guy died horribly.
Oh, yeah.
But, hard to feel bad for him, man. Again,
he's paying for it, man.
Yeah.
Got to give the, customer's always right.
Well, that's another lie I want to do away with in this country. Oh, yeah.
I hate that.
Cops arrived to find the woman performing CPR on the unresponsive Dale, who was declared brain dead. He was brain dead before he showed up at the house.
No shit.
Removed from life support, according to, and again, that phone call, right? You got to go,
look.
Yeah. I bet you didn't have a wife and kids at home, but I'm saying, somebody had to get a phone call, Hey, are you sitting down?
Good.
We have Dale down here. And funny story.
Yeah.
I don't know what color he was. Did it hit something or was it just like
It's just.
Yeah, they're just old.
Just old and creaky.
Yeah.
Kind of like our
joints. Like the hosts. Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly. But I fucking stand up at work now and I'm like. Rawr!
Snap, crackle, pop. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, cops arrived. Let's see, critical. Official cause of death was lack of oxygen to the brain, Jeff.
No shit.
Well, no shit.
I'm thinking it was that lack of oxygen to the brain that got him in that situation in the first place.
You ain't bullshitting.
Well, no shit.
Did you watch anything over the weekend?
I did not. I have not been able to get to the...
The Big Short?
The Big Short yet. Yeah. Not yet.
Good flick. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah. I got time in the morning at the office when I get there. It's quiet. Nobody's there. And I can usually get about 45 minutes to maybe an hour of a movie in.
Oh, yeah?
On my phone. But I got to put something on that I've seen before because I'm working. I mean, if I'm watching something I've never seen before, I got to watch it. So I watched like first hour and 10 minutes of Pulp Fiction this morning.
Nice.
God damn, I love that movie.
Yeah, me too. Doctors at a hospital in Jilin, China, recently reported that one of their most bizarre cases, a woman who had gotten her hand stuck in her boyfriend's mouth while trying to, and I'm putting this in quotation marks because I don't believe it, film a funny video, end quote. Here's a picture of it. The fist stuck in his mouth. What a jerk off.
Oh! Oh, fist in mouth. Oh. Oh, get it out.
What's happening? Hot stuff?
No, it's more like... I can't even hear me, man. Oh, I can't breathe. Oh. She's over there going, oh, shut up.
Shut up, you pussy.
Why do you think her fist is in his mouth to begin with?
Yeah. Hey, it's a little bit too much chit-chat, you know?
Yeah.
Too much chatter, okay?
What a fuck. What is with their fucking haircuts? Is that like a communist rule? Y'all have to have that stupid fucking bowl cut?
I know in North Korea they have like a...
They got like a...
Four pictures of acceptable haircuts or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's something like that. It's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Clips and photos of a couple walking into the emergency room of a hospital have been doing the rounds on Chinese social media.
What you dragging in behind you there, sweetheart? Oh, I got boyfriend. I caught me boyfriend.
Apparently, they had tried to shoot a funny video, which, again, I'm putting in quotation marks because this is some sex thing. I don't care what anybody says.
It's got
to
be.
To post online, in which they tried to see if the woman's hand was small enough to fit in the boyfriend's mouth. She managed to stuff her fist in his mouth just fine. When she tried to pull it out, his mouth muscles stiffened. And you got to relax, Jeff. Have we not learned anything from anal sex?
You got to relax your jaw.
You got to relax the muscles. You got to let it happen.
Unhinge that bottom one and just take it.
See, that was my philosophy when it came to pussy.
Was it now?
Just take it.
Nice to see you again, cuz.
Well, thank you for not calling me Bill.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get sued.
Yeah, you've had
you
had fists stuck in your mouth before, Bill?
But I did stick my fist in a lot of woman's mouth. Shut up, bitch. Here, take this drink. I'll put this rag over your face.
Just shut up and drink it.
The more you struggle, the cuter it is. I mean, to be fair, it would be adorable. I mean, to be fair to the builder. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've seen.
Why has nobody put, like, a fucking chicken wing or something in there yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, best chicken wing ever.
Oh, it was roofied chicken wings.
Yeah, just slip a fucking roofie under the fucking skin there and... Give it to her, Bill. I'm sorry. God damn it.
God,
it again.
I'm trying to get sued. You don't hear me, motherfucker? Doctors were baffled by the couple until they heard the story. Yeah. Saliva ran down my wrist to my elbow, the woman said.
Fuck yeah. Keep talking.
I'm getting a twitch. I got a twitch. I'm not going to lie. Can't lie about it. It felt like my hand was stuck in a meat grinder. Zhang Mingyong, who handled the case, said the girl's hand got stuck because her boyfriend's jaw muscles had contracted. What a pussy.
I bet he sucks a mean dick.
I couldn't because he's a failure.
Did you contract those jaws there, fucking Hong Kong fooey?
Yeah. Really?
Hong Kong fooey.
Yes.
Who is this superhero?
Yes.
Sarge? No. Rosemary?
Get to the goddamn theme song.
Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be. Hong Kong fooey. Number one super guy.
That's what it is.
What's that fucking Rat Pack song? A chinka 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 chong ching chong ching.
Movie star and a mob that just won't stop. Boom from the going disrupt. He's super tough with a Hong Kong fooey chop.
Yeah.
Hong Kong fooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong fooey.
So it's acceptable for a black guy to voice a fucking Chinese character?
No, not
Chinese dog?
No, they wouldn't let him do it now either.
Hong Kong fooey would have never made it in China. They'd serve that motherfucker on the buffet before he ever became superhero.
Really? Hong Kong entree.
number 11 entree. Yes. 10 minutes.
Time Life Music comes a one-of-a-kind Rat Pack collection. Their most bigoted songs. All your favorite once acceptable hits like Drunk Old Engine.
The drunk old engine squatting in his teepee. Fire water keeping him warm.
Jewish Nose.
She's got a big, beautiful Jewish nose, and it's there 2 minutes early wherever she goes.
Dean Martin singing Chinaman's Chant. Yeah.
And Mr. Chinaman say in his Chinaman way, a ding a ling a ching a chong a ching a chong too.
Pew Stinky Frenchman.
Yeah!
Paris is lovely and Nice sure is nice, and Marseille is charming with champagne on ice. But you stinky Frenchmen haven't a clue. Pew Stinky Frenchman, frog you.
Yeah!
Fruity.
Hey there, Fruity.
Hey there, Fruity, you can do my hair. Hey there, Fruity, don't touch me down there. Hey there, Fruity, again, I don't approve.
And yeah. More.
Most bigoted songs.
Hey, Dean, how do you make a fruit cordial? I don't know, be nice to him?
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. A ding-a-ling.
A ching-a-chong-choo. Ding-a-ling, a fist in your face, a ching.
Yeah.
In a Chinaman say, in his Chinaman way. I have no idea.
You're gay and I don't approve.
Hey there, foodie, you can do my hair. I have no idea if Family Guy's still funny, but...
Oh, that's so that's, spot on, though. God
yeah,
damn.
Yeah, it is funny.
So they get this fucking fist out of this dude's mouth or what?
Yeah, they Good. Rotated the fist. After 20 minutes in the ER, apparently, they rotated the girl's fist and got it out of there.
Hoping maybe you were going to tell me that they had to fucking amputate her at the wrist and then drill a hole through it so the motherfucker could breathe.
It's not. I just wish there was some saran wrap over his head on the back end of that, the numbskull buffoon.
Idiot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. World's fucking filled with them, man. You know?
It wouldn't happen in America where we're free.
Well, I got some distressing news for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Something happened?
Well, something the national security apparatus may have happened a couple of days ago. That's a... Man. Gee whiz.
Oh, boy.
So this is something I think about every now and then because I'm a defeatist, but like if the wave was coming, like, you know, like the meteor hits the middle of the ocean and the wave is coming, mm-hmm. right? Do you need to be on the beach when the wave arrives and just get it over with? Or do you need to see how it plays out and kind of just, I go back and forth on this. I don't think I'm going to be a long-term survivor of the apocalypse.
Yeah, no, I'm not built. I'm not built for
no,
it. Yeah.
No,
yeah, I'm barely surviving in a normal quote unquote world, yeah, you know, yeah, let alone having to fucking maybe farm my own vegetables, no, maybe buddy, fucking sword fight somebody for a can of fucking beans. That ain't happening. Not with me. So I think I'm on the beach.
Well, if that's the criteria, then I'm also fucked. I'm not sword fight for a can of beans. That's so right on. Yeah. How's it going to be for the people who have spent the last 3 decades of their lives preparing for the end when millions and millions of us go, you know what? You can have it. I'm just going to go to the beach.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm just going to go to the beach like the end of Deep Impact and let it fucking take over. You know what I mean? I think you can have it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. Those clips of those movies have been fucking coming up on my TikTok feed a lot lately for some reason.
Yeah, well, no, I'll tell you why, because they're letting people finance DoorDash purchases through fucking credit. It's the end.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah. Was it you that sent me that thing, the guy, it's about Wimpy?
Yeah.
You
rest easy, old
rest
friend.
Rest easy, old friend. Yeah, your time has come.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
That's so funny. That's just spot
That's
on.
That's right on, yeah.
Yep. Let me finance this fucking, you know what? Fuck it. Go ahead and supersize it. If I'm financing it, give me the fucking works.
Yep.
Fuck it.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I talked to my bank manager. We're good to go on a financing. I'll take the fucking supersize.
I will tell you this. The first story I hear about someone who is getting repeated letters and phone calls every single day.
Because they haven't paid their fucking
DoorDash bill. I may have to put a revolver in my mouth.
Shit.
Because I do think that's the sign of the end.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Dude, you know what's going to happen? You know motherfuckers are going to stiff them on that shit. That's what credit is for a lot of these idiots.
Ooh, yeah. I do think it's the end.
I genuinely think there are people in this country that believe that when you purchase something on credit, it's somehow it's free. I genuinely think there are people like that.
You can find those videos out there, people thinking that. You can find them. It's crazy. Yeah.
I just write a check. Do you have the money in the account?
No, huh? But...
What account?
Yeah, what account? I stole this check. What do you mean? Have we done enough damage this week? Can we go home?
You calling it?
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
Where are we at? What?
6:06 on the East
6:06?
Yeah.
How long we been on?
Hour almost 14.
Hour 14. Jesus Christ. Let's let these people fucking go.
Yeah, that's going to get cut down to like an hour 5, though, yeah. I guarantee.
Fuck. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah, I'm
Yeesh. Cut out all that president stuff. Oh, that's getting cut out. Ladies and gentlemen, the pleasure has truly been ours.
I'll have a...
Yes.
Well, I say next week when we record, I'll be fresh from the Snow Patrol concert the night before.
Oh, that's right.
Found the set list for their fucking North American tour. I'm stoked.
Is that right?
Fuck yeah, I'm stoked. I can't wait.
Well, good. It's April 1st, right?
That is April 1st.
Right on. Okay. Well, that's getting cut out too. Along with that mic bump right there.
Piece of shit.
It's a little hard on the old eardrum there, buddy.
Oh. Dick.
Oh, God damn it.
Can you hear me now?
God, well, no, not anymore.
I'm over here now.
I'm over here now. All right.
All right.
We'll go home. And thank you for listening. I don't know why, but thank you for listening. I mean, but you got a little bit of everything this week. You got teacher fucking. You got... wacky foreigners.
Fucking Kaz showing up for a minute.
People, poor chick not smart enough to know that you can't wrap someone's head in fucking bags and tape.
Chinaman with a fist in his mouth.
Wacky foreigners, man. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week on this show, TGO Radio.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.